Today's Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. And of course, we're thinking particularly green today on Earth Day. Melissa Thompson joins us this morning from the Minnesota DNR. She's the Shallow Lakes Specialist. Melissa, good morning and happy Earth Day. Melissa, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right. Yeah, well, pushed the wrong button. The right button has now been pushed.
Okay.
So we understand that there is a proposal afoot to create a new state game refuge in East Central St. Louis County. Tell us about where that would be.
Butterball Lake, also known as Long Lake, like you said, is in East Central St. Louis County. It is within the headwaters of the St. Louis River, and it's located in the Seven Beaver Lake area, so just maybe 10 miles east of the city of Hoyt Lakes. And it is a shallow lake with a max depth of 5 feet deep, so it frequently winter kills. But it is a very good wild rice lake and a well-used waterfowl lake during migration.
Now, let's just refresh people's memory just a little bit, because I know that this has confused me in the past. The difference between a particularly a very shallow lake like that and a slough.
Okay. to me, I feel like in northeastern Minnesota, I don't really hear sloughs that much. I feel like it's something that maybe is more common in like the southern part of the state. Maybe something that's man-made body of water or an impoundment.
Well, I know they've got a lot of them out in western Minnesota, and it's frequently the water's really stagnant and nothing really grows or can really live there well.
Yeah.
Now, the idea of creating a game refuge here, is that going to have any effect on wild ricing or hunting? Well, obviously, one wouldn't be hunting waterfowl. Does that mean no deer hunting there? Is it a big deer hunting area?
Our proposal for a state game refuge would prohibit hunting and trapping in our designated boundary area, which really is only Butterball Lake, so like the wetted area of Butterball Lake. And so that wouldn't apply to deer hunting. And this is only from September 1st to November 25th, focusing on that prime peak migration period for waterfowl. This would not impact wild rice harvesting, so people could still go there, harvest wild rice, since that typically is happening in late August and even into the beginning of September. Our thoughts would be that by allowing wild rice harvesting, that's not going to impact the peak migration period as much, and it's just a way to, kind of make amends and cooperate. So
the idea of a state game refuge in this instance is to provide a place for migratory waterfowl, game birds in particular, to feed and rest during their fall migration. And I understand that this actually ends up improving hunting on neighboring lakes. How does that work?
That's what we found on Little Rice Lake, which was designated as a state game refuge 3 years ago, and that's located just north of Virginia by Big Rice Lake. And we monitored waterfowl populations before and during peak migration, including during waterfowl season, and found that once that Little Rice Lake State Game Refuge was established, that it actually held birds longer throughout the migration, and so those birds would then fly back and forth between neighboring lakes back to Little Rice. So that holding those birds longer actually increases hunting opportunities for those people who are hunting on nearby lakes. And we had a public hearing actually last February in 2014, where we, had local hunters kind of just voice their opinion on whether they thought that refuge was successful, and the majority of the people who were in attendance, they all were very pleased with the number of birds they were seeing and just their increased hunting success.
So there is going to be another public hearing coming up Wednesday, May 13th at the Hoyt Lakes Community Center, and we can make sure that we get that date up on our website so folks can find that. Are there any other public hearings on this proposal that folks need to be aware of?
Nope, just May 13th, and I definitely encourage anybody who has an opinion, whether for or against it, to come and speak your mind. If you can't attend, then you can definitely send your opinions via, you know, letter or email to either myself or Tom Rush, who is the Tower Area Wildlife Manager. And it's just, you know, good to get as many people's opinions as possible so that we know that our proposal is, you know, just to feel how it's gauged among the people.
Is this a common thing to do, to create a wildlife refuge that's not a wildlife refuge year-round, that's only a wildlife refuge for a certain time period?
Not that common, especially in northeastern Minnesota. There are more state game refuges in the western part of the state, but those oftentimes are considered sanctuaries, and they're closed to any trespassing. Sometimes they're, you know, set during a specific time of the year, but a lot of times they're just completely closed to human use. But in northeastern Minnesota, there's definitely a lack of actual designated refuge locations. And granted, we have a lot of public land, and a lot of it is not readily accessible to people. But with the increased resource use, potential development that's occurring, it's beneficial to really start looking at our landscape and identifying areas that we can, you know, actually designate as a refuge for the future.
Melissa, thank you so very much for taking some time to talk with us this morning.
You.
Really appreciate it.
Happy Earth Day.
And happy Earth Day to you. Melissa Thompson joined us this morning on the phone. She is the DNR Shallow Lake Specialist with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Today's Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.